Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Somehow this team that's struggled all year long hasn't looked good. Coach receiving incredible grief most of the season. Rookies everywhere. Somehow this team had the football with a chance to beat the Buffalo Bills late in the football game yesterday. We're going to figure out why, figure out what it means, and have a whole heck of a lot of fun coming up here in the next 4 hours. I'm Jeff Phelps, my partner today, the star of stage, screen, and late night radio right here on 92.3 The Fan, Mr. Jake Volnick. Hi.
Hi, Jeff. What's going on? How are we doing?
Couldn't be finer. How about you?
This is the first time that's not a Sunday that I've woken up before 10 o'clock in probably 8 months. And the first time that I went to sleep, that wasn't midnight or beyond probably in the last 8 months.
Yeah, how's that night gig treating you, other than full-time employment?
Well, that part's great, obviously. Also, it's good. I have fun. I talk to myself most nights, but that's okay. That's a good time.
Yeah, in most places, that'll get you looked at by medical personnel.
That will do it. Not here, though. Not here. They appreciate that one.
Not here. Yeah, they like it a lot. They had a chance to tie or beat the Buffalo Bills yesterday. What's this all mean, Jake?
I think it means you got a heck of a lot better game than you were expecting. I think it means the offense played a lot better. I was at the game. Too many happy Buffalo fans, I'll tell you that much. A lot of people very excited to walk out of this game 23-20. If I was a Buffalo fan, I'd be sitting there with my hand across my chest trying to make sure I'm not having a heart attack because we almost just lost to the now 3-12 Cleveland Browns.
Everybody who wants Kevin Stefanski fired. And by golly, it seems to be most of the people who call our show. Browns didn't quit against a 23-20 loss against the team that many folks think will end up in the Super Bowl. Does it mean anything? Coach get bonus points for that? Does it help him? Does it hurt him? Did they not get it done so you're going to dump on him anyway? What's it mean?
I think it can't hurt him, right? Like, you play a close game. It's not going to hurt him. I don't know that not walking away with a win really helps you in any aspect. Like, sure, they played hard, but at the end of the day, you walk out with a 3-12 record. I just don't know too many coaches that win 6 games in 2 years and don't get fired. Like, that's the bottom line of it. Or win 7 games in 2 years and don't get fired, especially when you're 6 years into it. Like, that's kind of, you have to put wins on the board. And I think even if you rattled off 3 wins at the end of the year, I think it makes it a lot harder. Does it change everybody's mind in that aspect of, oh, well, now you've won 9 games in the last 2 years and we ended the season on a positive. Now we can't possibly move off of you, right? Like, I don't know that that's the route that it goes down where you're just so beholden to the idea that Kevin can actually fix this, Kevin can turn this thing around, and that the message, like, last week it felt like it got stale. This week it felt like guys at least fought through it. The defense improved at least in the second half. Even though they kind of got gashed on the ground in the first half more so, but
yes,
like, it was not pretty.
James Cook, 9 carries, 100 yards. By the way, just received a text from my friend Young Joe, who's driving back to Michigan. Joe, thanks for listening. Young guy I worked with many years ago. So you'll be sending me texts in the years ahead. Remember that, Volnick.
I'm going to remember. I'm going to somehow remember. You'll get a random text from me in 5 years.
It's going to be great.
Hi, Jeff.
It's going to be great. Here's the thing. I've said this all season long. My thought on it hasn't changed. NFL coaches don't survive back-to-back three-win seasons. I don't care what circumstances are involved. Anybody who's listened to our show knows I think Kevin can coach. Every time I read something about Kevin being on the hot seat or getting canned or not going to survive in Cleveland, it's immediately followed by, and boy, he'll be a top candidate for every job out there. And I think, okay, should it be here or is this gig just up? And Jake, I think that's something that ownership has to decide. And I understand you need a new voice. It's not working here anymore, everything else. But I must tell you, I don't separate the coach and the GM here. The GM's had one really good draft in the last draft. And other than that, I think it's been spotty at best. And I'm as fascinating as the season has been here as it's winding down. And fascinating is different than successful, obviously. But you can watch this team and think, well, this is really interesting what's going on from a sports standpoint. Not good, but interesting. But coaches don't survive this. And if he does, it tells us everything we need to know about Deshaun and what the ownership was thinking and everything else. But I'm real curious what happens with the GM at the end of the year if the coach doesn't stay.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No. Anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Well, I thought we got the interesting report over the weekend from Ian Rappaport, basically being with the message that Andrew Berry is going to be a big part of this thing moving forward and getting this team rebuilt. Because that makes it sound like Andrew's not going anywhere.
It sure does, doesn't it?
Which I think for a lot of people was kind of the expectation. But at the same time, I don't know that... Like, it didn't feel like it was set in stone. Like, I think you look at the draft, and we've all kind of gotten the feeling that Andrew Berry, there'd be a good chance that he would be back here, but it wasn't a guarantee. Not that Ian Rappaport's report absolutely guarantees it, but it sure makes it feel like it's a lot more likely that Andrew's here. And when we talk about changes elsewhere, and I hear, well, the analytics staff that Paul DePodesta put back, they're probably bringing a lot of those guys back, and those guys are staying in place. It's like, okay, but if changes are expected, I don't know where else you're looking other than the coaching staff and specifically your head coach and probably the entire offensive side of the ball, this, you know, the side that struggled for the last 2 years. Meanwhile, while the defense has been, I mean, Super Bowl caliber this year, and I think a lot of people even looked at the defense last year and went, well, the offense didn't help you out very much. You're probably a lot better than the numbers say you are. Like, that's the odd part. Andrew Berry is a GM. Offensively did not set this team up for success in the slightest way. Right? Like, the offensive line, both starting and depth, was terrible. The wide receiver was terrible.
It got old, and it was injured.
It did. But, like, even the depth pieces you brought in, like, Cornelius Lucas was the big swing tackle signing. And on most weeks, Cornelius Lucas isn't even, like, if they were healthier, he'd probably be a healthy scratch. Because we saw him be a healthy scratch later on in the year. Like, he deserves so much, you know, pushback for that, but at the same time also built the defense the way that it looks right now too, where there's more positives that you can pick out for Andrew Berry, I think, than you can pick out for Kevin Stefanski right now. Even though I agree with you, he's a really good coach. He will be a top candidate, no doubt about it.
You really think there are more positives now with Andrew Berry than there are with Kevin Stefanski?
I do think that,
Based on one draft?
I think it's based on the draft and the fact that you look at the defense and go, everything isn't, like, next year there's going to be very few tweaks going into this offseason that you have to make. Because a lot of those guys are either expected to be back on short contracts, like a guy like Devin Bush, or are already locked up long-term, and that defense is playing at a high level. Sure, he botched the offensive side of the ball, no doubt about it, but he's also built the defense at the same time and put together what is, you know, for right now, a really good draft, despite the five before it obviously not being that great.
I would agree about the defense being better and Berry having a lot to do with that. Obviously, Myles Garrett was already here. Denzel Ward was already here.
Right.
But there are guys on the defense that he's brought in, free agent signings. I think they've done a good job on that on the defensive side of the ball. All I know is right now you're sitting in the third draft position, and the two teams ahead of you play next week. That's going to be interesting. Giants and Raiders play. So what does that do to anything? I hate to say you don't want to see your team win football games, but from a draft position standpoint, it would do the Browns no good at all to beat Pittsburgh or Cincinnati. On the other hand, tell the players, you know, we want a better draft position so we can bring in your replacements. That's not going to happen. They're going to play hard, just like they did yesterday. And that's what the one thing I keep going back to. We've had people call, this team doesn't play hard for Kevin. No, they pretty much do. I thought they played really hard. But it's a situation I don't think anybody expected this year. Sitting here with 3 wins and 12 losses, not good. Coaches don't survive that. I'd be stunned if Kevin survives this. I really would, just based on what we all know about the NFL. Coaches don't survive back-to-back 3-win seasons. Even 3 followed by 5, if they happen to win out, you don't survive that. So the offseason is going to be fascinating, which I think brings us to the quarterback. Shedeur Sanders yesterday was 20 of 29. He completed his first 8 passes. The pro on the first 8 passes did a great job of taking what the defense gave them, dumped it off, a lot of short stuff. He completed 20 passes for 157 yards. I don't know if the passing game was very impactful yesterday, Jake. I don't think it was. But if the front office stays, I would think Shedeur has a great chance of going into next year, at the very least, in the conversation to be the starter. But if they get the 3rd pick, I saw a mock draft. We're going to go over it a little later on. It has the Browns trading up and taking a quarterback. And it just, this whole offseason is just going to be, I think, huge in moves that are made and some that are going to boggle the minds of Browns fans.
It's going to be one way or another, because I feel like Browns fans are split right now. And I think, honestly, I think if you ask most people do lean the side of go with Shedeur for 2026 and then draft the pieces around him. Like,
have you seen enough from Shedeur that you think, yes, he's the guy? Or do you think, as I think, what you just said is what I think, I'd be okay with him being the starting quarterback for 2026, but I think then he's got to either win the job or you're going to have to get somebody else. The problem with that is this. This might be your best chance to get a top-notch quarterback in this draft if you're sitting 2nd or 3rd.
Yeah, I mean, certainly if you're sitting 2nd right now, I mean, based on what we know, you got at least 2 guys sitting at the top right now, Fernando Mendoza and Dante Moore. Not much behind it.
Dante Moore from Cleveland, by the way.
Yeah, definitely a liking of, I think a lot of people around here would like that idea.
I think a lot of people would. It's meaningless, but I think a lot of people would like it.
Like, yeah, I mean, it doesn't really mean much, but I don't know. I've seen enough from him, I think, and this is where I say, and I've seen enough for him to make myself sit there and have reasonable doubt that if you don't draft a quarterback next year, at least for next season, what does it look like?
Yeah.
I don't know that I take a rookie quarterback and it looks miles better next year than it does if you play Shedeur.
And Dante Moore looks like the type of guy who would really benefit from sitting a year.
Probably. I mean, he's got basically 1 full year as a starter plus a little bit of time.
Right. And he's a young guy anyway. I mean, he's young for a guy coming out. Folks, they almost beat the Buffalo Bills yesterday. Almost means nothing, right? or does it mean anything? 216-474-0092. And it leads, I think, maybe to more questions than answers for the Browns moving forward. It's Baskin and Phelps with Volnick in for Andy today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.